So meditation is it's sort of relaxation. So you're, of course, sitting comfortably, or whether you're sitting down or lying down, whatever you're comfortable, and you can turn your attention inwardly. You can close your eyes if you like, or you don't have to, whatever works for you. And welcome your experience just as it appears to you. Whatever thoughts appear to you, whatever sensations appear to you. Let them be just as they are. So we're not trying to improve our experience. And we're not trying to attain any state. We're not trying to fix anything. Sort of allowing the universe, allowing the body mind to be completely free, free from any direction, any goal, any objective. So that you sink deeper and deeper into presence. Into being. Into not knowing. Because not knowing is an openness. It's an availability. It's transparency. Which is the transparency of our true nature. This borderless openness. And in this openness, everything is welcome. Without judgment. There is no resistance. Everything which appears to you appears effortlessly. Like hearing these words, sensations in the body, the breath appears to you effortlessly. And you are this effortless presence. in this moment, there is no past, no future, there's no time. The timelessness of presence, the timelessness of awareness. Everything is surrendered to God, surrendered to the cosmic order. That which moves the galaxies, that which makes a flower bloom, that which makes the sun shine, you are not separate from that. Your body mind is not separate from the cosmos. Sometimes we believe that there is a personal thinker and a personal doer. We believe that I refers to a person with a personal will. But when we surrender this belief, we realize that our will is a universal will. Because the thoughts which appear to us, they don't come from a person. They appear with an awareness from a source which is invisible to the senses, the source which is beyond the mind. When we are happy, there is no separation. There isn't a me or a you. There's just happiness. And we love that happiness, because happiness is love, and love is happiness. And in happiness, there is no personal concern. There is a joy. Freedom. When this joy is a light in the tunnel, a light in the darkness, it tells us this is the right direction. The right direction is the direction of happiness, of love, of freedom, of joy. And it is available to us in the understanding that we can trust God, we can trust reality, we can trust the source, whatever it is that is orchestrating this dance, we can trust that. And release our personal identity. It is always available to us to welcome and trust. There is an inner wisdom, an inner intuition. Which tells us all is well. In being still, in being available. In being non-judgmental, we let go of the personal story, the me story. Which is limiting. The me this mistaken identity. Identification with time, with the body, with the mind is limiting, is unhappy. So we can let it go. We can explore being fresh every moment, a brand new moment. Every moment, this aware presence it is not in time, it is not repeating itself. When the sun shines, it is not repeating itself, it's a fresh ray of sunshine. When you smell a rose, the smell of the rose is a fresh brand new smell, brand new perfume. Every instant. It's a fresh instant, which is free from the past. That is our true experience. So we don't need to drag on past images and past beliefs. When we meet each other, we are meeting for the first time. We have never met before. It's a fresh, new, brand new meeting. And yet, we are meeting ourselves. We are not meeting somebody else. Because we are always experiencing ourselves, our universal self. Like two waves in the ocean. They are the same water. They appear to be two waves, but they are one as water. The universe, the world is not apart from you.
You could
not perceive it if it was apart from you. The very fact that you perceive points directly to your intimacy, to your oneness. Separation is just a belief. when you believe in separation, you manifest it, you create it in your mind as if it is real. But it is not real, because reality is one, and in oneness there is no separation. This understanding must be yours. You need to explore this understanding in whichever way you explore it, until it is your experience, your certainty. Because if it's not your certainty, if it is not your experience, it does not have much relevance. Everything which appears to you is made out of you. You are the creator, you are the conceiver, the creator, and the perceiver as one.